Billionaires
are good. Billionaires are good.
Life is hard. My life, anyway.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm having a really hard time in my life, man.
Yeah.
It's, look, man, it's just so hard to be white. It's hard, dude. Sometimes I have to put on sunscreen.
I think that. Did you ever hear white people talk about it like that?
No, shut up. That doesn't happen.
It's so funny to hear, like, because I think some white people, when they hear about it, if anything bad happens to them, they're like, well, shit, clearly it sucks. It's not great to be white.
Because saying it's better to be white, or like it's,
I just think so.
It's easier to be white implies to them that nothing bad ever happened.
Right. So people, man. I know that some white people hear white privilege and they go, well, then how come I got fired?
Right. Exactly.
How come why did I break my ankle then? Yeah. And it's like, well, because I think they were like, I was promised something good.
Right.
So why is anything bad?
Yeah. Yeah, or like saying that they have it on average better is implying that their pain doesn't matter or something.
Yeah. And that's tough. It's a tough
but well, if Michael Jordan's faster, then why'd he hurt his leg?
I do feel like people are too mean to Michael Jordan's high school coach. He didn't know. He didn't know Michael Jordan was gonna be Michael Jordan. And Michael
Jordan, actually don't know this story.
You don't know this?
No.
So this is what people always say. And I always hate when people do this example, like whenever they're like, the doctor said I'd never walk again. And the doctor's probably like, I didn't think you would. What the hell?
It looked like
you probably wouldn't. But like they go, never. Don't forget, Michael Jordan's high school basketball coach didn't put him on the team. And it's because he wasn't good enough yet.
Yeah.
It's like,
totally.
It's like 8 Mile. He wasn't good enough. And then he got better. And then he became the best ever. And then everybody shits on his coach forever. He's a high school basketball coach.
Yeah.
It's like he has one of his 10 side hustles. He's like, shit.
Yeah, he's a science teacher.
He grew a foot the next year. What the fuck?
Yeah. Just in general, I really disagree with that logic with doctors. Like, obviously, there are doctors who, like, miserably fuck up at their job because everyone is bad at their job. But the idea that, like, someone died and that means that they did it on purpose and they did their job wrong, like the person's in the hospital because they're about to die, and then they die and you're like, this fucking doctor.
That's what I hate, because it's like, that's the same thing I always think with police. I always treat the police just like I would treat anyone who has a gun, because they it's a guy with a
punch
gun,
punch him in the face. See what happens.
And I treat a doctor as a guy with a knife. And you're like, hello, man with a knife. If I give you some money, will you try and cut out the bullet? And it's just like, yeah, it's a guy with a knife. That's all. Doctors are not magical.
Sometimes you're dead and they shoot lightning into you to make you not dead. Shoot him with some lightning. Get the lightning box and shoot the guy. I do wish they were rednecks. I wish all doctors and I wish cops weren't rednecks, and I wish the doctors were. You know what I mean? The energy of someone who's trying to save your life is sick in a redneck, dude.
Yeah.
Where's the Coors Light? I gotta fix this guy. Nurse, beer bong me. This guy's flatlining. Where's the whiskey? This guy needs help.
That's like if the South won the Civil War, that's what doctors would be.
Oh, shit.
Damn, dude.
This guy's got shot 5 fucking times. Hey, what'd y'all get into tonight? Damn. Fuck, dude. Man, we need a guy with this motherfucker's blood type stat, dude.
Dude, you know how funny, like, I remember reading that it wasn't until, like, the 1920s or some shit when they started washing their hands, when doctors washed their hands.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is very
so funny.
Funny,
dude.
And they're like, we didn't know. And I'm like, you didn't know?
You didn't know? You're a doctor. Like, you didn't know that putting dirt in someone's heart was bad? What the fuck are we talking about?
It's like if there's fucking dirt and shit on your hand.
Yeah.
Don't you think you gotta...
Yeah.
You washed it before you ate, right?
You've never, like, fucked up wiping your ass and then noticed there was a little bit of shit on your finger? Like, if we're being real? Like, I'm sorry that that's gross. But, like, you've never done that? Everyone's done that. And then you're like, God damn it, dude. And you're like, ooh, good. I guess I'm a baby. And I got to wipe the shit off my finger because I didn't put the paper in the right spot in my hand. You're a doctor. And that's just what you see.
That's what the doctor says when he comes in. Doctor, what's the results of the scans? I was just in the bathroom. I got a little shit on my hand because you know how you get to judge the paper,
you know,
right?
Everybody, yeah, I didn't do it right. So anyway, that's in your husband's lungs. I put shit in your husband's lungs, and now he's dead. I'm sorry, man. That egg on my face, you know? That's my bad. You went into septic shock.
That is the mob.
That is my bad. I put human shit inside your husband's body. And the human body does not like that.
Dude, I told you when I went to the doctor one time because I had a mole on my back, and it like tripled in size overnight, and mm-hmm. started hurting.
Wow.
And I was like, uh-oh. Ooh,
like Bitcoin.
Yeah, like Bitcoin. And then, so I go to the doctor, and I go, I take my shirt off, and I'm like, check this out. This looks like all, you know, fucked up. And the doctor's like, yeah, we'll have to take that off. And I was like, oh. So I'm thinking we're going to make an appointment.
Mm.
He just comes back and cuts it off.
What the fuck?
And I was like, am I going to like need stitches? And he was like, we could.
What?
And then he just put a Band-Aid on it. And I was like, is it going to bleed? And he goes, it'll bleed a lot. It'll bleed.
Tell me.
And I was like, it's going to hurt. It'll hurt. And then he was like, we'll call you and tell you if it's like cancer or whatever. And this is just one of these LA doctors that just didn't give a fuck.
What the fuck, dude?
And he called me, left a voicemail because I was doing a podcast. And I checked the voicemail, and he's like, it's benign. Dude, it was like a guy who does, like, he drives for Uber, and then he cuts off moles.
Right.
It was the most casual shit I've ever seen. And
you know,
like,
I do
wow.
think there is a version of that I really like. My doctor in LA before I moved, like, the last 2 years, I got health insurance finally, and the guy was casual like that. But I mm-hmm. think, like, that guy sounds like an actual, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But there's like a version of that slightly to the left of that that I think is really great, where it's like an old man who just kind of like is old, so he hates everybody, but he's like a really good doctor. And this guy would literally, like, truly, he was so cool, man. He was like, I would like be talking to him, and he'd be like, all right. At the end of one of our sessions once, he was like, okay, so here's what I'm going to do. You have to get these blood tests. And you do them here, and then they send them off to this lab, and they cost a lot of money. And I just really don't think that you should have to pay that. And I think those companies are just, like, run by these, like, pieces of shit people. So what you do is you just call me back. You just call my office, and you tell them that I said that you don't have to pay for that. And then they'll charge us, and then the insurance takes it off.
What?
And then, like, I don't know. I think maybe I take a little hit, but it's fine. And I was like, what? And sure enough, I called, and they were like, oh, yeah, he does it all the time. He's a really nice guy. And but
that's incredible.
He's also the same guy who was, like, talking about I was feeling constipated, and I was. I was, like, having this, like, bad bout of constipation where I was in, like, lots of pain.
No.
And I was, like, we were talking about farts.
That's
and,
fun.
Yeah. And he was like, well, do the farts smell really bad? And I was like, I guess not really. And I was like, yeah, so... I guess it's just gas. And he was like, well, farts are swallowed air. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, all farts are, you swallow air and they go, farts aren't created by shit. And he's like telling me this. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, it's just like we swallow air throughout the day. And then if your body is having trouble processing it, it can be a blockage, but it's really just swallowed air. The farts themselves don't smell bad. It's the shit around them. And I was just like, the way that he was describing it to me, there's something about it, the casual nature of him just being like, I like almost didn't believe him. It's like, did you make that up? Are you fucking with me? Yeah.
I always knew, I guess I kind of always knew that, but it's just, it's a burp that's coming out of your ass, so it's going to smell bad. It was just right next to shit. It passed all your shit and got out of your ass.
Yeah,
right?
I was trying to tell him, I sleep with my ass in the air. And have you seen Clockwork Orange? I do that to my butthole, the thing they do to his eyes. So I actually think that that's not what farts are for me.
Yeah.
I think they're, well, I guess they're swallowed air, but they're like swallowed through my ass.
Welcome to Billionaires Are Good, everybody.
Welcome to Billionaires Are Good, everybody.
We were just talking off air. That was off air, right?
I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Sinan.
I'm at Dave to the Ross on the stuff.
Yeah, and I'm at Caleb Sinan on the stuff. That's S-Y-N-A-N.
Yeah, that's right. Follow at Billionaires Pod on X, at Billionaires Are Good on Instagram, billionairesaregood.com. And on there, there's links to our Discord and to our Patreon. And if you want more of us and more discussions of what I do with my asshole when I sleep. Actually, we have a completely separate Patreon podcast that's a lot of fun called Moon News.
Moon News.
Where we discuss the news of the moon that week.
That's right. And there's way more than you think going on.
Especially
up there.
Lately, dude. Yeah.
It is popping off on the moon. Everybody's trying to go.
Everybody's trying to go, and it's like hard for some reason.
Yeah.
But
it's
SpaceX,
way up there.
You see that SpaceX fucking caught a rocket? You see that?
Wait, what do you mean caught one?
So like the...
Was a rocket up to something?
Yeah, that's right. It was forging checks.
A rocket with a little disguise on?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like spy versus spy. It was just like a missile, like robbing a bank. Wearing a little striped outfit.
Stealing, that's where it's going.
Stealing cookie
that's
cereal.
That's where it's going. One of these Tesla robots is going to rob a bank once it gets sentient.
That's right, dude. Have you seen, by the way, that like I got my first ad on something online that was like the best AI porn site?
What?
And there's like porn sites now.
Oh, no.
That, or you can like talk to an AI.
Call me old fashioned, man.
Yeah, but I like to fuck people. Yeah, that's my favorite kind of.
But, you know, that's what people always say is, like, is porn ethical? Because there's all these,
sure,
you know.
Of course. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then it's like, but if it's AI,
right?
Is it even porn?
Yeah.
What is it at this point?
Wait, what were we talking? Oh, the rocket. Dude.
Yeah, the rocket.
No, so, like, one of the biggest barriers to going to Mars is that they need to be able to come back, right?
Right.
And it takes years to get there. So they need to be able to land a rocket upright on Mars so that it can take off again. Whereas, like, normally, when they land, like, on the moon, it doesn't matter as much because the gravity is so low that they can just use regular thrusters to kind of pop up, and then they connect, and then there's, like, not really as much of an atmosphere, and so it can connect to the thing that's been orbiting the moon. But they have to, like, be able to shoot a rocket off the way that they do here, but it has to land there first. So they had, like, their first success catching a rocket standing straight up. And the thing is that, like, it's not this, not totally there, I don't think, because the mechanism is, we had to build the mechanism to catch it, but it's a good sign.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I still don't totally understand.
Neither do I.
How, I get how a rocket takes off, but once you're out of the atmosphere and you're in space where there's no matter.
Yeah.
I don't understand how
it propels
thruster,
forward.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Well, I do think that, like, it's mostly air, right? It's just pushing air out. And the fact that it's pushing makes you go the other way.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's so crazy. I didn't even understand that they had to come back. I thought the idea was, if you're going to Mars, you're going to Mars. We're starting over on Mars.
I will say, like, have they asked astronauts if they would do that? Because I feel like if you're an astronaut and they're like, you're going to be the first person on Mars, you just have to live there until you die. You'd be like, I'm in. Like, immediately.
Right. Or
I
just
would.
Send Neil Armstrong again, right?
If they let,
he's
going
to die,
like,
soon anyway.
If they were like, Dave, we're going to send you to Mars, but you have to die there, I'd be like, can I bring Allie and the dog? And if they said yes, I'd do it.
You'd want to download a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
for,
dude.
For your iPad.
Yeah, can I have an MP3 player?
You actually have your Desert Island albums. You have to be like, all right.
Dude, literally, NASA's like, you can bring your girlfriend and your dog.
ten
albums.
What do you bring? Because if you bring Spotify, if Spotify's down, you just don't have music, dude.
Damn, that's true. Yeah.
Because Spotify will, sometimes it won't even play the shit I downloaded. And I'll
I fucking downloaded this.
Where is it?
You fuck.
Oh, I'm suspicious of Spotify.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. How I think the hardest part about Mars would be no Spotify.
So you got your 10 albums, you got your 10, what are your 10 movies? Mars movies.
What's that?
You get 10 Mars movies.
Okay. 10 Mars movies. All right. Let's see. Sucking a Black Guy's Dick 2.
These are feature films released in theaters, Dave.
I don't know what kind of theaters you're going to. Okay.
I think you do know. I think you know exactly what theaters I go to.
Yeah, that's true. We go to
the ones that you see on the corner.
That's a good point. Okay, so 10 movies to watch. They're the only 10 movies I have to watch until I die.
Yeah, you get 10.
So they have to be these movies that I'm like really love rewatching for mm-hmm. sure. Man, that's interesting. It's funny because like I don't think that those would be my favorite movies. They would be the movies that feel like comfort food. Like, you know what's one of my most rewatched movies? Is The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just love that movie. And it's not great. It's good. It's
yeah,
fine.
There's some movies you love the way you love a friend, where you're like, they're not one of the top 10 human beings to ever live, but they're I love them.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
They could brush their teeth more. And Day After Tomorrow could definitely brush its teeth more. Mm. It's that kind of... Yeah, okay, fuck. I'm also not as much of a movie guy as you, so it's tough for me to think.
Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, let's say Day After Tomorrow.
Porky's.
Porky's, for
Dukes
sure.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Absolutely. Scarface, the first half only. Godfather 3. Superman 4.
Is that the one? Is that the quest for peace? There's one.
Yeah,
of
that's
the
one where he becomes
really
like
bad.
A dark Superman. He becomes like a
Superman. That's always a mistake. It's a mistake with Spider-Man. It's a mistake. Yeah. Emo Spider-Man is one of the worst decisions in the history of movies, I think.
But, you know, this was also not late enough in history. It was made in the late 80s or early 90s. So emo wasn't like a known thing. So shitty Superman wasn't emo. He was just like a dirtbag.
Shitty Superman is
and
so
he
funny.
He just like would go to a bar and have a 5 o'clock shadow and be like, what are you looking at? It was,
yeah,
it would like
so,
punch the wall.
It's so easy for Clark Kent to be bad. He's so clean cut.
Yeah, totally.
He just wears jeans.
Yeah. You just make him look like my father. And he's like the biggest supervillain of all time. Okay, yeah, what are my other movies? Barton Fink.
Barton
Fink.
Oh, really? I do like
no,
Barton
no.
Fink.
Okay, being totally real, let me see if I can do this quickly, because I'm having trouble thinking of movies. But, like, directors I really love, I think I would want a Coen Brothers movie. Mm-hmm. But which one would I pick? I think it would be Fantastic Mr. Fox. I love that
that's
movie.
That's the Coen Brothers?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, that's Wes Anderson.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
Yeah, that's Wes
Anderson. Yeah, that's
Anderson.
Wes Anderson. Right, right, right. But that would be one of them. Fuck.
Director TBA on Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Because that one I've rewatched a
lot. I've never
lot.
Seen Fantastic Mr.
Really?
Fox.
Really? Yeah. Dude, I love Wes Anderson, but I also feel the way a lot of people feel about him, where he's like, I get it. I get his sensibility, and I don't need to see it all the time. But his animated movies are animation claymation is perfect for what he does.
Wow, okay, I'll check it out.
Dude, you should, and it's also a Roald Dahl book. So
okay.
It's really good. And the main guy is George Clooney.
I like that guy.
And yeah. So Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Wow. I did not expect that.
That is a really funny one, yeah. But I love that movie. And then in the Coen Brothers, I think Big Lebowski. I just think
it would be really funny if you said another Wes Anderson movie.
I can't. Okay, yeah.
The favorite Coen brother, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Okay, wait. Okay, that's Wes Anderson. Okay, great. Okay, now for sure, favorite Coen brothers movie, Apollo 13.
Dave just thinks the Coen brothers. That's what
made
movies
every
are.
Moody movie I liked.
Yeah, Pineapple Express.
Gravity. Oh, you know what would definitely be? Children of Men, dude. That's one of my favorite movies by far.
Okay.
I love that fucking movie.
That is a good one.
Fantastic Mr. Fox, Big Lebowski, Children of Men. This is not what you thought it was
going to
be.
No, but these are great.
Day After Tomorrow. for sure, dude. Need that one in there. Steel Magnolias.
Are you serious?
I love Steel Magnolias.
This is insane.
When I was a kid, my parents had Steel Magnolias on VHS, and I never told anyone because I thought everyone... at my school would punch me in the face and call me gay because that's
a good
how the
movie.
90s was
it's
but
a
it's
good
so
movie.
Good it's so funny
makes you cry
and it's also like I'm also trying to think, like, I want a diverse array of styles and sort of like vibes of movie if mm-hmm. I'm only going to have these for the rest of eternity.
Right, right.
What up? The Rock?
Wow. Dude, hell yeah.
I love The Rock, dude.
I'm definitely hanging out at your little hut on Mars.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna pick a different 10 so that we can.
Oh, absolutely!
You know, you can come over to my place and we can watch Jason 6.
All right, and then the last four: the 3 Lord of the Rings movies and the 2nd Hobbit movie.
See, my list. You always like that's what I always hate. I love making lists.
Oh wait, no! I'm gonna amend that. I actually mean that with the 3 Lord of the Rings movies because I think they're completely rewatchable.
Yeah,
and they're so much fun. And the last one I'd say, Avengers Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's just such a spectacle.
Dude, the other day I watched Infinity War and Endgame in the same night.
Dude, so much fun.
So it was just 6 to midnight. I didn't plan to. I was like, I'm going to throw on Infinity War. And I'd only seen both of those once. So rewatching it. Within 30 minutes, I'm like, I'm finishing this. And then as soon as it's over, I'm like, well, I'm starting Endgame right now. And man, I mean this, if days had 30 hours in them instead of 24, I would watch Avengers Endgame and Infinity War every day.
Dude, it is.
Because it's the best shit. You can't make me happier than that.
What's cool about it, too, is that Infinity War is a completely classic, like, regular action movie. That is, you know, with all the money and fucking spectacle and a very well-made version of that with all the explosions and superheroes and just, and it's like a perfect arc, but then they lose.
Yeah.
And
spoiler.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the most famous movie.
And then Avengers Endgame is crazy because at the beginning, for the first like hour, everyone's sad as fuck. And it's just this weird, creepy, like they don't know what they're going to do. Everyone's upset. They're not friends anymore. Thor's fat,
Iron Man skinny.
It's so crazy. And then they like kind of like hatch a plan and figure it out. And then they have to go back in time and like hide from themselves that they're doing.
It's just
so
great.
It's like a really weird movie, honestly. It's like a bizarre. And then
it's really funny too.
It is funny, yeah.
Man, I forgot how funny it was.
Thor keeps calling the raccoon a rabbit.
And it's like they find a way to make Thor so relatable and like they really do the comedy and then the sadness of Thor in a perfect. It's just done perfectly.
Yeah.
And I think it's incredible. And I love the time travel. The, you know, Ant-Man is just the perfect guy to guide them through the thing. And
It's cool to highlight him. And Spider-Man is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Which he's not really a big part of it in Infinity War, I don't think.
Yeah, he dies, but that 1-2 punch is just it's the best like 6 hours of Marvel. It's
totally. It is like, you know, I've done a lot of saying that I like Marvel movies, and I actually don't really think that's true because I have rewatched some, and then I've like watched the new ones, and I just kind of like those two.
Yeah, they're really good.
There's some
very very good.
Like the Iron Man movies are a lot of fun. Those are like regular Michael Bay movies, basically. But really, a lot of them are just like. The same movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all do this. It's almost like a tribute. It's like, hey, we know the kind of Marvel humor you like. We know the kind of Marvel action you like. And don't these look like hot people? And you're like, that's a Marvel movie, but it kind of feels like a tribute to one. And it's like Infinity War and Endgame are just like lights out, perfect.
Totally,
like,
dude.
You know.
Yeah. Especially at the end. Like, I just wish they would have ended it all. Like, obviously they can't because they...
Yeah,
the people
money.
In charge made
money.
So much money, and those people are dog shit, and they hope they die, you know? You know what I'm talking about. And but, man, to just end a franchise, to be like, bam, we did it, and then move on and make a new thing, that would have been so great. And now there's going to be a new Captain America movie with Anthony Mackie as Captain America, and he is the worst Captain America. That dude...
It's Papa Doc. He's always going to be Papa Doc to me.
He's never not exactly Papa Doc. He
and
stands
I think he's
still.
A good Papa Doc. He's a good Papa Doc, but
Papa Doc is a dumb character.
Yeah.
And
his real name's Clarence. And then Harrison Ford is Red Hulk. Why is the Hulk red?
Yeah,
I don't understand why the Hulk's red.
Wait, Harrison Ford is Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know, man. Weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
No, I mean, I just really think they should have. Did you watch the Falcon and Winter Soldier show?
No, I've never watched a Marvel show.
The shows are especially bad. And it's that one's weird because Sebastian Stan is like a noticeably good actor. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Mackie is a noticeably horrible one. And look, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sure that there's been things the guy's good in. I don't like at this point. I kind of feel bad saying someone sucks because I make stuff and I don't want people to say I suck. So I think I've probably seen things he's been good in and I'm forgetting. But specifically in this role, I think he is just so bad at it. And Sebastian Stan is like very naturally just being a person.
Yeah.
And Anthony Mackie is this like robot guy who's like, we should go over there and throw my shield. And it's like, God damn, dude, this is terrible. Like,
we ought to do the Anthony Mackie report.
Yeah, that's right. I wish he weren't in anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess he does work as Papa Doc, but I maybe that's just the age I was when I saw him, that he's always going to be Papa Doc in my head. But
yeah,
you know. He seems like a nice guy, you know?
You know, I agree, and I could talk about this forever, but I think that we need to talk about Mark Cuban, buddy.
Oh, the billionaire of the week. Billionaire, I know you've been week, wondering. Dude. It's Mark Cuban.
It's fucking Mark Cuban,
one of the top five sharks from Shark Tank.
Also,
fun dude.
Maybe my favorite billionaire.
He's fun. He's unexpectedly, but he also, like, I don't know. Sometimes I'll be like, why are you saying a bunch of things I want to hear?
So that's the thing. I don't trust it either.
Yeah.
I don't think that you get a pass from hoarding money in a world where people are dying just because you're funny at all.
Yeah, the funny helps, but it's still like a trick, I guess. But it's like, you know about his drug company,
yeah,
right?
So that's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's called Cost Plus Drugs.
Yeah, I think it's called Cost Plus.
And, yeah, no, I was reading all about it, and no, I also don't think, I shouldn't have said funny, like, I still don't think he's giving away enough money for him to be considered a completely good guy.
Yeah.
And, like, you know,
and he didn't give any to me.
Yeah, he didn't give any to me.
Which would help me change my mind.
I also, whatever, I'm not, like, gonna sit around and shit my diaper about it, because I know that we live in a capitalist world. Yeah. So fine, he's the better version of it. Maybe I don't get it. Maybe when you're in that position, you're like, you look at things and you're like, fuck, there's nothing I can do to help. I'm going to buy a fucking $1.5 million bulletproof limousine, which is true.
What?
The tires on his car are bulletproof.
The tires?
Yeah, dude. Isn't that insane?
Wow. So that means there was a billionaire who was like, I love my bulletproof limo. And then someone shot his tires out and he's like, that's like $100.
Well, I think the logic is if you're getting shot at, you want to continue to get away.
Yeah. How much are a bulletproof tire? Tires are not regular ones.
It's a Maybach. It's not even really a limo. It's just like a little bit of a longer Mercedes. Mm. And the tires are bulletproof. So I think it's probably really expensive. It was $1.5 million, the car.
Wow.
That's,
but for him, he's really rich. He's like $4 or $5 billion, something like that.
I actually didn't look it up. What is he at?
He's like, I'm pretty sure it's around $4 or $5 billion. I think he's a little richer than Trump, or maybe a little poorer than Trump, but he's around that area last time I checked. But he's one of those where his net worth will go up or down a billion every day.
Right. $5.7 billion right now.
And he also does, I just got to be honest, I love Shark Tank. I'm one of those people where I'm glad I never watched The Apprentice, because maybe it would have made me love Trump. I don't know. But if you watch Shark Tank, you just love them.
Yeah.
They show you them being funny and awesome, yeah, and they look great, and they look cool. And then they show you, you know, each shark, every other episode gives a kid, an actual child, like $1 million to make a fucking lemonade stand.
Right.
And it just makes your heart warm.
Totally.
And Mark Cuban's always like nice, and like Mr. Wonderful will be like, get out of here, you're an animal, I'm gonna crush you like the cockroach you. And he's like being like an asshole billionaire, and Mark Cuban's always like, you don't talk to him like that, you don't talk to him like that. And makes you love him.
No, truly. And you know, honestly, yeah, I absolutely, it makes me love him. And he does other cool shit, like,
yeah,
his drug company is truly amazing. And I guess I just sort of wish that the feeling amongst people who made a lot of money was that the right thing to do is to just like fully give it away.
Yeah.
But then I suppose, for the sake of argument, he couldn't do this if he was giving it all away. And why would he trust other people to give it away? Right. So maybe, you know, because the drug company, what they do, I was like reading about it. And you can, so there is the best example of the way he's helping people is that there's a leukemia drug that is market price $2,000 a bottle.
Jeez.
And you can buy it from his company for $17 a bottle. And
that's pretty good.
I'm going to fuck up the way that it works here, but it's like there's the manufacturers and they sell it to wholesalers and the wholesalers sell it to pharmacies and the pharmacies sell it to you. But then there's also this other middleman, the insurance companies, and the insurance companies are like, we want to make this more affordable and we want to make money. So we'll buy it from you at a certain rate if you give us a rebate. Mm-hmm. And then the rebate is a percentage. So if they market up further past that to the consumer, then they make more money. And it's cheaper for them than buying it direct, like buying it full price. So in their minds, everybody wins. But so in this case, that $2,000 leukemia medication is $600 a bottle through insurance on average.
Right, right.
And Mark's company, you can't use insurance to buy from them because they go around the insurance companies mm-hmm. in order to sell direct from the factory. And then they have some small markup so they can function as a company.
Yeah.
And so they sell, and that's how they somehow got that fucking drug down to $17 a bottle, which means that you're saving $583 if you don't use insurance.
Yeah. And insane.
Like the problems with it are they can only do generic drugs. They can't do designer drugs because right. those are, I don't know, cost more to make or whatever the fuck. They sell them for more from the manufacturer. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get into selling designer drugs. And so it's like obviously really helping people.
Yeah.
It's like really amazing. You know what else he did that I really like? He bought democracy.com because Trump said he was going to buy it. And he was like, fuck that.
That's very funny.
Yeah, dude.
No, I love that that's, even when you're a billionaire and you're super powerful, you're still like, oh, it's going to be funny. I want to buy it.
Well, he also said, he was like, these fucking fascists like
yeah.
are like lying to you about what democracy is. And he doesn't want Trump to be able to do that with democracy.com.
Yeah.
And the logic there is a little flawed. It's a little boomery because it's like, who the fuck is being like, what democracy? Democracy.com. And then, I mean, who's operating that way? It's not that many people, I hope.
I honestly, in the last few years, my opinion of like the general, you know, we do comedy and shit. So like, even sometimes I'll be like, this is a good crowd. Like, the average person is very stupid.
Yeah.
Like, very, very stupid. Like, yeah. So I think there might be people that are like, well, let's go to democracy.com, see what's going on with democracy.
Yeah, Kurt Brownler has a joke about this, how he's like, he's given up, and he just buys products by typing in what he's looking for, .com. And he's just like, I got this belt from belts.com. Oh, man. it's also like, dude, I'm not going to deny someone who made a lot of money the opportunity to have fun with their money. I mean, yeah. like if we're in capitalism, you got to have some fucking fun, dude. Like, what are we doing right. if we don't? He bought a town called Mustang. That's true. It was a ghost town and he bought it. It's called Mustang, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's going to be, he can't make up his mind. He's either going to turn it into a dinosaur town or a horror town. That's true.
What?
Because he bought like a horror company, like a haunted hayride and haunted house company. He's like, maybe I'll make a whole town like scary. Or
oh, this is a movie. This is like I know. A billionaire buys a town, tries to make it scary.
We bought then, a town. Shit. Yeah, dude. And then it gets scary.
It actually is
everybody
scary, yeah.
dies. Yeah. It's a movie called Everybody Dies.
I would watch Everybody Dies.
So would I. Sounds fun.
How has that not been a movie? Has that been a movie?
Everybody Dies.
Everybody mm-hmm. Dies? That's a good
That's
title.
That's a good name.
We
yeah,
should
dude.
We should cut this out and make Everybody Dies ourselves.
Yeah, we should call our podcast Everybody Dies.
All right. We're changing the name.
Yeah, dude.
Changing it again, dude. So I give Mark Cuban a tentative thumbs up, right?
Yeah, good.
As far as billionaires
go. It's
hard to
thumbs up a billionaire, but also billionaires are good. All
right.
of them.
All of them are
God,
good.
They're fucking good.
So, you know, I say he's the billionaire to beat so far.
Okay, that's true. And, yeah. While we're talking about dinosaurs, by the way, did you know that Doug Emhoff's favorite dinosaur is a Triceratops?
Doug facts.
I actually did know that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he said that on 60 Minutes. They were like, yeah. how's the campaign been going? And he was like, you know, that reminds me.
Doug facts.
I wrote a bunch of Doug facts.
Oh, today. Yeah?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Big Doug facts day. Let's go.
All right. We got once a week, Doug starts Mission Impossible 4, and halfway through, he's like, ah, shit, I saw this one already.
Doug facts.
Hell yeah, dude.
When Doug takes Kamala to Dave and Buster's, he says, whoa, what's that behind you? And then he takes one of her tater tots.
Doug facts.
Hell yeah. I love that. That's a good one.
The first time Doug went to the White House, he took a shit in the Lincoln bathroom.
Doug facts.
In 2018, Doug got super into crypto and lost $600,000 starting Doug Coin.
Doug facts.
Whenever Doug buys a book, he reads the last page just in case he dies.
Doug facts.
Just in case he dies. That's so funny, dude.
At the White House Easter egg roll, Doug tried to do a black backflip and really hurt his neck.
Doug facts.
Yo, I believe that. That sounds real, dude. I'm sorry, honey. The kids love it when I flip. Kids love flips, and I'm trying to show them what a flip is. Shit. I'm sorry.
It's Doug facts are so funny because I just think of his face, and I just picture, what does a guy with this face do?
Yeah.
And I bet he tried to do a backflip on the White House.
Absolutely, dude.
Heard his thing.
Hey, I got a question for you about Mark Cuban, dude.
Yeah.
Now my girlfriend is hotter than Sylvester Stallone.
I think they look exactly the same.
They're starting to.
Yeah.
Dude. They're morphing into the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both got that. Their heads are getting pretty square.
Yeah, dude. Dude, is that going to happen to us?
The dyed hair.
Do you think that we're going to be square head 60-year-olds?
I mean, once I'm 60, my head could be square, circle, whatever you want. You know?
I actually don't think that's going to happen to you because I've known you for.
Perfectly round head.
15 years. Yeah. Well, I would say you have a perfectly round head.
Thank you.
I would say that with each passing year, your head looks more and more like a white bowling ball. Yeah. And and I think it's just getting more spherical as you age. It was like egg-shaped when you were 19 and I met you.
Yeah, it was a little eggy. Now it's getting pretty.
Now it's like kind of a flat balloon. a little bit flat balloon, like not a fully flat balloon, like a little air has been let out.
I do, yeah. Whenever I gain weight, I do gain it, and it makes my head a little more circular.
Yeah, you
I
get,
gain
like,
head weight
puffy cheeks.
Really quickly, like a little chipmunk.
Head weight.
I get that,
dude.
Head weight going. It's a real bummer.
I'm going to watch my head weight, dude.
Dude, I got to work my head out.
I don't want those nachos. I'm going straight to my head.
I got to chew a lot of chewy food to get my, to work my
muscles.
Face out, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's how you get a square head. Lots of chewing, dude. Both Stallone and Mark Cuban eat a lot of beef jerky.
Yeah, you got to get that. You got to chew. Get your chewing muscles.
Yeah,
going.
Dude.
But yeah, him and Stallone are they're the same person.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
of course.
I mean, yeah.
Ted Cruz is the worst looking person on
Earth.
Even
if you like Ted Cruz and you vote for Ted Cruz, you can't. You know, you don't want a picture of him in your house.
Yeah,
right?
He looks like a tired old bird.
You know what he looks like? He looks like a high schooler playing Ted Cruz in a play where you're like, bad beard, bad makeup,
yeah,
bad
totally.
Fake nose. Come
yes,
on.
Everything's
what,
glued
is it
on.
Supposed to be Ted Cruz?
Yeah. It looks like he's covered in xanthan gum. Yeah, totally.
Hell yeah. We're a couple of Tony Hinchcliffe's over here,
yeah,
roasting.
Yeah, really taking him down a
we
bit.
We can roast you pretty
Fuck
good.
Fuck you, Ted Cruz. Yeah, roasted so much. Now you're Red Cruz. Thanks a lot. I'm fucking awesome,
you're good
dude.
Comedian.
I'm a really fucking good comedian. I'm super funny, and I'm awesome.
Yeah.
I'm also, not a lot of people fucking talk about this. I'm super good at sex, and I got a big old fucking dick, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah, watch out, man. And I got a big, 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 fast red car. And I'm strong. and I can lift lots of weights all at once. Dude, you're not going to believe. You know, I own more American flags than anyone else in the world. And I got a big one flying over my house. I'm a big, strong guy with a big, strong dick, and I'm proud to be an American.
Sometimes I'll just watch Dave have a psychotic break in the middle of an episode.
Yeah, dude.
Dave facts. Doug facts. I've never heard anyone say they have a strong dick before.
I got a strong dick. It can lift other dicks. You put your dick on my dick, and it's going to lose.
I remember, so, you know, I was a preacher's kid, and I was homeschooled for a while. And so when I went to public school in the South, you know, you're hit with, like, people. And I remember in second grade was my first year of public school.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember being like, oh, my God, these other kids are crazy. There's one kid, I think his name was Eddie. And he, like, turns to me in second grade. And this is second grade. You know, I'm 7. I've been in public school for, like, 30 minutes. He, like, turns to me and goes, can you do a cock push-up?
Hell yeah. What was his name?
Eddie something.
Eddie.
And I was like, what?
Eddie Murphy.
And he's like, cock push-up. Like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's like, it's where you're naked and you lay face down. You do push-up by, like, with your dick. And I was like, no. And he's like, I can do one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Eddie. Damn, dude.
And I believed him for a long time. But I'm like, I think that would break your dick.
Man.
But yeah, I was like, kids are nuts. Like, public school kids, it's like, it's so
just
crazy.
Just looking for something to say.
It's like we're in the middle of learning.
In the dark.
We're learning how to add and divide.
There was like a bunch of years where the way that I would get bullied would be by making up the definitions of words.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, Ross, you have a bike? And I'd be like, yeah, I have a bike. Like, a bike's a vagina. A bike is a vagina, you fucking woman.
Dude, the first day of public school, I remember going to the bathroom, and I don't think I'd ever seen a urinal. I think that was like a new thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember somebody's like, hey, Caleb, pee in the middle urinal. And I started peeing it, and they're like, that's the gay urinal!
Oh, my God.
Dude. And I was just like, well, you told... Clearly, this... I don't even know what this is. I don't know what gay means. I don't know what... This is a weird toilet in the wall. I don't know any of this shit.
Dude, I remember one year, we had like... Remember the years where, like, I don't remember why this happened, but sometimes we would all, like, school would start, and then we would all just, like, have to be in the gym mm-hmm. for the beginning of the day.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah, and I don't remember why. Like, maybe there was construction or, like, something had gone wrong, or I don't fucking know. But
that's just a policy.
Yeah.
Put them in the gym.
Yeah, they just put the whole school in a gym. Like, what a nightmare.
Great idea.
Dude. Feels like maybe it was an experiment. They were like, let's see what these kids do if we trap them
in
a box.
You know what we did
together.
Is we threw batteries at each other.
Yeah, that's the thing. It got bad right away.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember this one kid. I don't remember his name. And I didn't even know, like, most of the kids involved in this. But it became, like, a gym-wide thing where these kids said to this one kid, hey, man, are you a virgin? And then he reflexively didn't know what a virgin was.
Oh, boy.
And then he reflexively, because he thought they were making fun of him, he was like, no. And then so it spread like wildfire around the gym until we were all like, oh, you're not a virgin. You've had sex. And it was just so like.
What?
We were in fifth grade. So like
wow.
Everyone thought sex was bad, I guess. And then like the very next year, I just remember us all being like, I wish I wasn't a virgin.
It's so funny that there is a term. For
having not had sex.
Not having sex. Because yeah, what are you once you have sex? What's the word?
Radical.
Because I love that Jewish people, they have a word for themselves, which is Jewish. And then everyone who's not Jewish is a Gentile.
Yeah, totally.
So it's like you have virgin, but what's everyone who's not a virgin?
Yeah, totally. You That's know? A good point.
Fuckers?
Fucker. You're a fucker now. You're a fucked.
But I want to know what the term is. It's a funny. It's a funny thing. Very funny concept to me.
Let's look that up.
There's got to be a term, you know? I just want to know. Oh, dude, it's going to say your mom. It's going to say your mom. Come on, Google. Well, you know Google's going to be.
No.
Oh, boy. No term?
Promiscuous.
Ah.
Debaucherous. But that's not a noun.
Yeah, but not everyone who's
totally
not a virgin is promiscuous. Then everyone who's married, you know, you only had sex with one person. It's not promiscuous.
The opposite of a virgin is a non-virgin.
Oh, come on. I don't like that.
Otherwise known as a person who has had sexual intercourse.
Well, we do that. Comedians will call everyone who isn't a comedian a non-comedian.
Yeah, that's true.
Or which is such a funny term.
Or what's the term?
Civilian.
Civilian, dude. That's which what is, it is. Virgins and civilians.
That's almost disrespectful to be like, being a comedian's kind of like serving in the army.
Yeah, it is. Like, only we get it.
You're a civilian. Yeah,
totally. I served in the heckler smash of 2015. Oh, Comedy Store was tough that year. We lost a lot of good careers that year. A lot of people serving at the Applebee's down the street nowadays.
Oh, dude, I do love an Applebee's. I've been hitting up Applebee's in a lot of cities lately.
Applebee's fucking rocks, dude.
It does. You get served quick. It's busy, and they still sit you. I'll be like, oh, man, I'm going to have to wait. Nope.
Did you know that every Applebee's in the country, every day of the week, has one drink that is $1?
Yeah. It's great.
It's crazy.
You can eat like a king.
It's cheaper than the grocery store.
I love it. I'm a big fan. And they're not like shitty about it either. They'll give you that dollar beer with a big smile and ask you how your day's going.
Totally.
I'm a big fan.
There's an Applebee's in Brooklyn in the Barclays Center. Well, not in the Barclays Center, but in the mall that's like next to the Barclays Center. And we got to go, dude. It's like right by the Target. And so I'll go to the Target sometimes and I'm always like, damn. There's no one in the fucking Applebee's because it's New York City.
Oh, dude, you remember we tried to go to this Applebee's like
and
a year
closed.
Ago. It was closed.
It closed at 11 because no one goes to it.
But not with that attitude.
That's right.
It's New York City. Why is anything closed?
I agree. Well, apparently since the pandemic, it's been hard because that was difficult or something fucking
I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Everything should be open all the time in New York, at least.
Yeah.
New York, LA, Chicago.
Yeah, it's like Applebee's. Do you want to be an Applebee's or an Apple Can't? Dave facts, dude.
We need a bumper for a Tony Hinchcliffe bumper. We need like a roast or something like that.
Pew, 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 pew. Fuck you. Fuck you. You suck. Dave said so.
Or like get Tucker Carlson's laugh and put it on a little loop or something. Oh, his laugh.
I don't know. What does he sound like?
Oh, dude, you just got to look. I can't even imitate it. His laugh is
just assume he sounds like a weevil, like a shrew.
I don't know what that is, but I'd say.
It's like a long rat.
A long rat.
God, I hate him. Fuck, I hate him so much. One last question, pal.
All right.
Is this millionaire hotter than the dad from Frasier?
I don't know about that because the dad from Frasier is, you know, for that age
totally.
Cohort. I don't know if I'm using that right, but I you know, that's a good looking man. It's a nice,
no,
nice,
absolutely,
nice old papa,
fat ass on that.
He's probably the same age as Mark Cuban now.
Like, yeah, that's
when
true.
He was playing that character.
But no, Mark Cuban's a handsome man, and I think that, but.
Mark Cuban also has billionaire face, though. It's like he's always looked this age.
Yes.
10 years ago, he kind of looked a little old and a little young, and you're like, how old? You know.
Yeah, and it's something you never would. Yeah. They like inject lizard cum into his cheeks or some shit like that.
Because he just always has looked like a little older and younger than the last year.
Paul F. Tompkins has that great story on the Laboring Under Delusions album about how he was in that movie, The Informant, mm-hmm. and near the end of shooting.
Yeah.
They brought in a little cube, and Matt Damon ate it, and he was like, what the fuck is the cube? And then found out later that it was part of a cleanse, but it was like a little blue gelatinous cube, and it's shit like that, for sure. Like, there's just, and it costs like $3 million
what?
To eat one. I'm making it up, but I'm just saying, like,
there's
stuff that you and I don't know about because it would be impossible to afford that makes you able to look younger, for sure. Like, and I'm making that up, but I just am saying I think that that's definitely probably true.
Yeah, I got to get some of them cubes. We need to get them to sponsor Billionaires Are Good.
Yeah, well, we are billionaires.
Yeah.
I mean, we are, you know, we like billionaires. And so why don't they want to be friends with us?
Yeah, well, we're going to get there.
Mark Cuban owns a bunch of houses, and one of them he never goes to, so he just lets his friend live in it for free.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Man, I got to get a billionaire friend.
Yeah, I know. How do you do that?
I don't know. If you go, if you know any billionaires, hook us up. You know?
Yeah, let us know about the pod. Dude. And speaking of which, it feels like we're nearing the end of this episode of Billionaires Are Good. And so...
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called.
Big shout out to Chris Cresswell, by the way.
Hell yeah, I love Chris.
Wrote that song and wrote the Billionaires Are Good theme song. And I just, I didn't get to hang out with him, unfortunately. I was at the Fest in Gainesville, Florida. Always the best time ever. And he was playing with two of his bands, Flatliners and Hot Water Music, two sets in 2 days. And so I didn't end up getting to see him because he was working so fucking hard. And then he left and his wife and he were celebrating something. But... anyway, I just wanted to say shout out to that dude. He does such work and I love him so much. Yeah,
very good songs.
Such good songs.
So this week, our game was if Madam Web was directed by Wes Anderson. So a lot of y'all hopped in on our X at Billionaires Pod.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you guys are just so good at these games. At Billionaires Pod on X, and then we have a link, an invite to our Discord on our website, billionairesaregood.com, and jump in there and rename shit with us. We do it at the end of every episode, and we it's really hard to come up with a top 10 of our favorites because you're all so funny. But this this week, coming in at number 10, if Madam Web was directed by Wes Anderson, Who's Dan? I'm Dan on Discord said, the beautifully intricate designs of the Spider-Woman. That's very funny.
I can really see these posters. Seth Mills on Twitter said, Mr. Wow, starring Owen Wilson.
Boneless Chuck on Discord with the clairvoyant escapades of helpful Miss Webb.
Chibi Carlyon on Twitter said, 50 Shades of Beige.
Oh, dude, that's really funny.
Very good.
At Jemry from the Pod on Twitter said, Webb's Anderson.
Perfect.
That's great.
Creed on Discord said, Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, shit. That's great. Ghost Party on Discord with Lost in Conception.
That's brutal. That's a burn.
Straight up mean, dude.
Demurest on Discord said, The Grand Bullshit Hotel.
Coda Otan on Discord with The Life Arachnid with Cassandra Webb.
on our Ricky Shit this week, Larry Bellello on Twitter said, The Life Amazonian with the guy who was researching spiders with my mom just before she died.
Oh, man. Y'all are the fucking best.
Oh, very good.
Thank you so
very
much.
Very good.
Do you know if Jeffrey Wright was in Madam Web?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey
Honestly,
Wright
Honestly, I'm
report.
Not sure.
Me neither.
Oh, here
I
we go.
I think we should do
Jeffrey
a report.
Wright report. The Jeffrey Wright report. The Jeffrey Wright report.
All right, so he was not
he was
in Madam
not
Web,
in Madam
but,
Web.
He is in a lot of movies.
He's in a lot of movies. Damn, dude, 4 out of 10 on IMDb for this fucking movie.
Yeah.
11% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I don't really agree with Rotten Tomatoes a lot anymore, but only with what they say is good. What they say is really bad, I tend to agree with.
Yeah, I mean, once you get under 30%, like, it's hard. You could always find someone. Like, that's one thing I don't like is sometimes a movie will have 90%.
Yeah.
And it's the most average kind of boring dog shit in the world to me.
Yeah.
But it's just like no one hated it enough to give it a bad review. And they'll count even reviews that are lukewarm as good.
Yeah.
Which I kind of disagree with. But they were right. Madam Web is bad. But I think there should be a different score for you will still this is still worth your time because it'll be a fun night watching Madam Web because you will laugh.
At how stupid it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So there should be a little button for so bad it's good or something like that, because that's one of the hardest I've ever laughed in a theater. Everybody, it was killing in the theater. It was packed. Everybody's laughing. It was a great time.
Mm. I still haven't seen it because everyone says it sucks, but okay, I'll see it.
Buddy, we should watch it.
All right, let's watch it.
That would be a fun night.
Do you, we do have to go, but do you know what your top 10 movies are?
Ooh.
The movies that you would take to Mars, I mean. Mars 10.
Yeah, it'd probably be... the three Lord of the Rings, the three Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, that's a good
one. So that's six slots.
Yeah, damn.
And then
those are really good ones. I would maybe amend mine to include Last Crusade, because I just love that movie so fucking
yeah,
much.
Yeah, Last Crusade's my favorite, too.
Yeah.
And I guess the first Lord of the Rings is my favorite. I just really love I like the Shire a lot.
Yeah, same.
And I rewatched that one so much just because I like watching the hobbits having a good time in the Shire.
Yeah.
And it's just fun as hell. That movie's
It's really fun.
Whoops ass.
The extended
really
version is so sick. It's
yeah.
really all this.
I don't get bored. It's yeah. like 9 hours. I don't get bored.
Totally.
But yeah, I love The Last Crusade. I would probably put It's a Wonderful Life in there just because it's like,
oh,
it'll make you feel like it's Christmas on Mars.
Oh, yeah.
And there's something about black and white Christmas movies that are just, they really take you to another
world. Damn, that's
world.
Interesting. Home Alone 2 does that for me.
Yeah.
It puts me in the Christmas spirit.
I need the Christmassy movie.
Yeah, I think it might be that. That's like one of the few movies I own. I bought on iTunes a long time ago. So
yeah.
it's just in my Apple Music for some reason. I just have.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
That's that, and that's forever. You
yeah,
know,
Apple but... Music is forever.
And then, I don't know, I guess I would pick, I would want to pick something kind of stupid. I would want a stupid
Ooh,
movie.
You know, like, yeah, I know, this is making me think, I would want maybe Tommy Boy or Dirty Work.
Oh, shit, yeah, Dirty
Two
Work.
Two of the funniest movies of all time.
You know, Dirty Work got bad reviews, isn't that funny?
Isn't that crazy?
What the hell's wrong with
Hey,
people?
Mildred! Dude, that movie is fucking...
Maybe Naked perfect. Gun?
Something
shit. Just stupid.
Airplane.
Yeah, like I love those. There's like 10 million jokes in those movies.
I know.
I don't know, but I really think I might do 3 Lord of the Ringses and 3 Indiana Joneses,
and then just like a dumb one.
It's a Wonderful Life.
So that's 7. And then
maybe
Make
Wild
a Gun
Things.
Is 8.
Have you seen Wild Things?
No. You just want something to jerk off to?
Not really. It's really not. Like, I rewatched it with my buddy Will in Atlanta because he'd never seen it. And there's only 2 sex scenes in it.
Oh, yeah?
It's
no,
just,
I know. They did
they get
advertise
a lot of
it that way.
Clicks. It's more. It's really more of a mystery film noir fucking... It's
yeah.
an incredible movie, but there's more sex scenes
yeah, you
in...
you were telling me this. I need to see it. Yeah.
It's great. It's There's some bad dialogue or some bad performance. It's the 90s, whatever, but I think it's one of the best scripts. It's such a good mystery. And,
cool.
I love it. I think it's trashy. You got to be down for that, but it's my favorite trashy movie I've
no
ever
shit.
Seen.
Cool,
yeah.
man.
Love Wild Things, and I don't know. Yeah, it's mostly there's really those 3 Indiana Jones. The first 3 are like there's nothing better in the world.
Yeah,
they're unbelievably good.
I agree.
Yeah, and then maybe a Jason movie. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I would want a horror movie, a straight up horror movie in there.
I think we're already over 10, pal.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to look. Next episode, I'll be back with my official list.
Okay. We only have one thing to do before we say goodbye this week.
The Bench of Heroes beard update.
Ooh, it is still there.
The Bench of Heroes beard update.
Damn.
This is going to be an evolving bit at some point.
One day he'll shave. Yeah, it's going to happen because every once in a while you absentmindedly, you accidentally, instead of putting the trimmer on, you have no guard. And then you're just like, all right, now I got to shave it. That's happened
totally.
To me. Happens to me every couple years.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It'll happen to him.
It's going
to
be a big day.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much. You're the fucking best fans
We
ever.
Love you.
We love you.
Lay it
and,
down.
We'll see you next time. Lay it down.
Billionaires are